Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Standard Chartered launches new loan and rollover solution. Standard Chartered has announced the global launch of the working capital and lending capability on its Straight2 Bank, S2B, platform. AAZZUR partners with Sequoia. Germany-based embedded finance integrator AAZZUR has teamed up with unified data platform and aggregator Sequoia to augment its portfolio and accelerate speed to market. BIS's Nexus prototype links Eurosystem, Malaysia and Singapore payment systems. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS, Innovation Hub Singapore Center has developed the Nexus concept of a multilateral network connecting multiple domestic instant payment systems, IPS. Confirma Pay and Boost payment solutions to transform B2B payments. Fintech Confirma Pay has partnered with Boost Payment Solutions to accelerate the uptake of virtual cards for B2B payments. Konotaxia launches investment advice service. Poland-based fintech Konotaxia has launched an investment advice service to enable users to receive individual investment recommendations on selected financial instruments. YouTube shuts down Indian social commerce app SimSim. YouTube has decided to shut down its live social commerce app SimSim and made commitments to building a seamless shopping experience for viewers. Finaro, Mastercard, Northmall, NMI deploy cloud commerce in Europe. Cross-border payment provider Finaro has partnered with Mastercard, Neobank and POS provider Northmall and NMI to deploy cloud commerce in Europe. Amex, Cusco launch card bill pay ID service on the NPP. American Express has partnered with payments provider Cusco to launch a card bill pay ID service in Australia on the new payments platform, NPP. Bulgaria takes on new T2 wholesale payment system. The Bulgarian National Bank, BNB, and the Bulgarian banking community have migrated to the T2 wholesale payment system on the 20th of March 2023. Paystrax launches fraud management platform with dispute help. Lithuania-based payment service provider Paystrax has partnered with Dispute Help to provide merchants with dispute management for transaction disputes, chargebacks, and fraud. Mastercard partners Stables to advance stablecoin adoption. U.S.-based multinational financial services firm Mastercard has entered a strategic partnership with Stables, an Australian fintech startup. NextGen Nordics 2023, speakers announced. NextGen Nordics will return to Stockholm on the 25th of April 2023. And we will be welcoming a range of speakers who will discuss topics such as P27, cross-border payments, open banking, BNPL, CBDCs, digital assets and Web 3.0. Barclays and Lloyds backed Bink secures 9 million safety net. Bink, a loyalty app backed by Lloyds and Barclays Bank, has secured 9 million in a funding runway that will see it through to Q1 2024. PVP faces a number of barriers to broad adoption, BIS. This final report issued as part of the G20 Cross-Border Payments Program focuses on facilitating increased adoption of payment versus payment, PVP, to reduce foreign exchange, FX, settlement risk and improve cross-border payments. VEUP acquires M3 Payments Technology Suite. VEUP, A new global tech consultancy has acquired the product suite of UK fintech company M3 Payments as part of a multi-million dollar growth strategy. Kiatnik and Fatra Securities selects Temenos for wealth management. Temenos, 6, TEMN, today announced that Kiatnik and Fatra Securities PLC, one of the leading financial institutions in Thailand for wealth management, has selected Temenos to advance its service platform. Understanding the cost of online fraud and how to prevent it. Consumer trust is what every business strives for, but as companies continue to expand and increase their payments volume, Tackly, Vamonti, Finastra to build neobank for SMEs in Southeast Asia. Vamonti Group has announced a partnership with Finastra to build an SME-focused neobank in Southeast Asia, according to IBS Intelligence. Huawei rolls out non-stop banking initiative. Chinese multinational provider of comms technology Huawei has launched its non-stop banking initiative to enable banks to increase revenue and customer base, save operational costs and enhance financial inclusion. Airwallex reduces costs for domestic payments processing. Airwallex has offered Australian customers a 45 basis point reduction in what they pay to take online payments done by domestic credit and debit cards. Acronis partners with Intel to improve security offerings. Cyber protection provider Acronis has partnered with Intel to improve its security defense against file-less attacks using the latter's threat detection technology, Intel TDT. NVIDIA and Microsoft to bring metaverse and AI to the public. NVIDIA and Microsoft have partnered to provide Microsoft Enterprise users with access to industrial metaverse and AI supercomputing capabilities via the cloud. Pigeon boost fraud detection with effective tie-up. Pigeon, a secure, real-time payments platform built for the future of payments, has partnered with Effective, a fraud-fighting and compliance automation platform to help financial institutions monitor transactions to detect and prevent payments fraud in real time. Purim appoints Graham Perry as new business development representative. Purim has further bolstered its business development team to meet the growth in demand seen across its full suite of front office and post-trade services and welcomes Graham Perry into the role of business development representative. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.